little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
Oh, we are back. We are back. Man, we got a lot of Halo news for you guys on this episode of Shadow Games Podcast, right, Wayne?
Well, it's shaping up to look pretty sweet, that's for sure.
There's a commercial that came out today. There's also the cinematic cutscene that was from the game itself, featuring the blue team. So, hey guys, welcome back. Shadow Games Podcast, episode 170. Yes, we are that far in. Crazy, isn't it, right, guys? Really? Yeah, right, maybe. It's been kind of a slow week, but a lot of, as we said, Halo news, Halo 5 in general, stuff going on, news and whatnot. Shall we get started? Sure, why not? Here we go. Well, for me, this week I've been playing a whole lot more of Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3, because yesterday I was in the tournament here in San Diego. That took quite a long time. I've been playing a whole lot of Marvel Puzzle Quest on my Galaxy Note 3, and also Criminal Case. If you guys want to do it, feel free. I actually get it. It's a fun, free game, puzzle game. You know, just try to find like all the stuff and whatnot. Other than that, I've been playing a lot of God of War's for the PlayStation 3. The Collector's Edition. 1, 2, 3, and all the PlayStation Vita games and whatnot. So, yeah, I haven't played a lot of old stuff lately since I've been a little busy at work, and my allergies are kicking the crap out of me right now. That's why I sound a little kind of muffled in, so to say. But let's see what else I've been playing. No, that's about it for me. I know it's been a short, hectic week for me. But Wayne, how about you? What have you been playing this week, man?
Well. More of the same thing for the most part. Transformers Battle Tactics.
Uh-huh.
They just started a new type of event that's actually basically three short events pulled into one event. Themed within the same Transmetal kind of setup.
Nice.
Some good bots you can definitely win out of it, but looks like you have to really fight for it to get up there. Probably not going to make it that high up on this one just because, you know, I'm not spending money to do so.
It's a little non-cost effective for our side over here, right, Wade?
Yeah. Transformers Rising, just kind of waiting for new content to come out on that one. Just kind of trying to keep leveling up and get stronger and stronger with my team. Same thing with Avengers Alliance on Facebook there. The Special Ops is officially over or ends tomorrow, something like that.
No. I thought it was over next week.
No.
No, okay.
But I've already beaten it, already gotten the character out of it, so it's kind of just waiting for new content on that one as well, just kind of
Which character did you get?
Silk.
Ah, okay, yeah. Cool.
And I also just got Spider-Girl, too.
Nice. Nice. So does Silk look like the one from the actual comic books, or does she has her actual suit on, not just webs around her figure?
I haven't really looked at her in detail, but
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of just unlocked her and put her through the flight deck to kind of get some experience here and there.
Okay.
So I haven't really used her yet.
Sweet.
So waiting for new content there, just kind of working on getting those characters leveled up through the flight deck, because that's easy, 20 minutes, let them run, get some experience. Other than that, what else have I been playing?
Somebody's around here, very forgetful of this. You know,
been doing some more Halo.
Nice.
Just went through the vehicle playlist for Halo Collector's Edition. First one.
Ooh.
On a Master Chief Collection. So that was interesting. I actually went through the last mission, Attack on the Control Center, without picking up any other weapons. So by the time I got to that last push where I got to get across the bridge and get past all those bad guys, I had no ammo.
You're literally zero, huh?
I had 4 sticky grenades and 2 regular grenades.
There you go.
and I barely got through it. What I did is I kind of...
Hold on, wait. Yes, that's a clap from me.
I nailed the Elite with the sticky grenade as I pushed forward to get to the Banshee, took control of the Banshee.
And that was it, huh?
I just went right for the control panel. When I got to the big door, the hangar leading to the control panel, I had to sit there and go through that one a few times because they would just nail me with sticky grenades on the Banshee. But after a few tries, I was able to blow them all up.
Nice.
It was challenging.
All right. So that's been it for you this week, Wayne?
Gaming wise, yes. I did happen to watch Pixels though.
How'd you like that?
It wasn't that bad.
I know. See, yeah. I did enjoy it. My nephew and I did enjoy it. I liked it. It's an old throwback to the old Atari games.
I think the older gamers like us and those that...
Namco or is it Atari?
Both.
Both, oh yeah.
I think the older gamers like us and you know, the generation before us, they grew up on Atari and the arcades and everything.
It's worth it.
We're going to enjoy this a lot more than the newer crowd that grows up on things like Call of Duty.
Yeah. Especially for the mid-90s and up.
Yeah.
Or actually say 2000 and up, so...
Yeah,
it was a struggle for us. 8-bit versus I don't know.
Dude, those games terabyte. Back then were so much more challenging.
Oh yeah, tell me about it. Especially, I like the scene of the movie when they were trying to get the centipede.
Yeah,
and they were just shooting it. Oh yeah, that was nostalgia for me, and also for when they got into the video game universe and they took on Donkey Kong.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, pure nostalgia.
That was an interesting take on it, for sure.
I know, especially when you played as they went up in the Mini Coopers as the ghost.
I just got one question though.
What's up?
How did a mall cop get promoted to president?
I have no idea, but that was one crazy universe though. That's like what you said. Paul Blart as a president? Well, it can happen.
Yeah, I guess so. It was interesting. I enjoyed it.
No,
so.
Well, let me give you guys a heads up going on here. So, last night, well, late afternoon, early night, Saturday night, I was at the LDL, the Land Diego Lounge, a.k.a. the Old Salt Mines, a.k.a. the Old Salt Mines in San Diego, and they're starting to throw this, how can I say it, a monthly tournament. So, last night was their first time, and they had a bunch of heavy hitters coming from LA. Old friend of mine, Clockwork, who's been playing Clock since God knows when. He's an old school Marvel 2 player. We also had a guy named Sacktap. The immaturity in the FGC is pretty ungodly like. So, you also got Takumi, who is from Japan but been traveling all over the US playing good players. So, this is pretty cool, you know. He's going to do this until, I believe, Evo of 2016. So pretty much almost over a full year. He started it about a month ago or so. He's going up and down the West Coast, all over Central U.S., and also up and down the East Coast. He's staying with the guys from the fighting game community, staying over there, you know, getting some sleep and whatnot. But you know how it is. He is literally the... How can I call this? The traveling warrior packs up his gear, packs up his arcade stick. Well, he's a pad player, and he just roams around the U.S. fighting the good fight as always. And props to Takumi. Hopefully, you get what you're looking for. You learn a lot more experience, especially playing for Team Black Eye, who their number one player right now is King Blue River, who won the Evo 2015 Ultra Marvel Capcom 3. Let's see. So I went up against about 60 some odd people. I went up to half of that, so I made up to the round of 32, which I lost to a good friend of mine named Peter, aka he's a hitbox player. Well, give you the background on him. He's a hitbox player. If you guys don't know what hitbox is, just imagine an arcade stick, but instead of using a joystick, you use buttons to move the characters left and right. Huh. So it's very effective. I'm actually thinking of asking if I could borrow his hitbox arcade stick and actually trying it out, see how everything goes. But his
His technique truly is flawless. It's nice, very smooth, and it can do a lot of stuff. The winner of that was Broken Tear Clockwork. Props to Clock over there who won the tournament. We also had people from all over San Diego, and of course the guy from Japan, Takumi. And yeah, that was about it. It was a fun-filled night of shenanigans and a lot of memories, especially, you know, talking to Clockwork since we went to Southwestern together for about a year before I transferred. But yeah, overall, hopefully we get to all you people listening right now that wants to come down, listen, or just, you know, come down and hang out at the San Diego Lounge. Let me know. I'll give you guys the link where to go and where the tournament starts again. So let's see, the main tournament coming up soon, it would be the SoCal Regionals final chapter. It'll be held in, I believe, near Fontana area. So it's going to be northeast from here, about an hour and a half, 2 hour drive. I won't be able to make it, but I did make it to the previous SoCal Regionals held by Alex Valle and also from our Level Up Series. So yeah, guys, check them out. So what do we got here now for the news here, Wayne?
Well, our first one here is going to be Batman Arkham Knight.
Yep, and this is regarding about the Catwoman's Revenge. The DLC has been announced, and pretty much it's time to get, you know, payback on Riddler.
Basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you got a lot coming to him, I guess.
Especially around Catwoman.
Yeah, so October we're going to see the classic TV series mobile pack.
Nice.
It's going to give players the classic skins for Batmobile, Catwoman, Robin, as well as two racetracks inspired by the classic 60s TV series. In addition to that, of course, we get Catwoman's Revenge, which will take place after the events of the main story.
Of Arkham Knight.
Yep. And, yeah, she's going out on revenge.
Yep. So, speaking of which, I did... keep going, Wayne. Sorry about that.
And then the third Crime Fighter Challenge Pack, also coming out in October. This will introduce various combat and predator maps featuring Batman, Nightwing, Robin, and Azrael.
Oh, this should be pretty fun. Yeah. There is a trailer for that out already. Look it up on YouTube. There's also pictures out of it too as well. Go down link for the new DLC pack and whatnot. So yeah. Which to mention, I did forget, I actually did play about maybe 30 minutes of Arkham Knight before I passed out on Friday. This was, I was actually playing as, what do you call that? Adam West Batman. Old school
nice.
Style. Yeah. I really wish I could run around with a big old bomb for like a good 20 minutes until it blows up. So,
yeah,
nostalgia.
The DLC so far have been fun. They've been a little short, but they've been fun.
That's typical DLC. It's never that long.
Yeah, so hopefully this one's a little better, but, you know,
we'll
who
see.
Knows. Meanwhile...
Wayne's favorite game. I'm actually...
One of them. Wolfenstein The New Order that came out back in 2004. Well, the actress who played Anya... Alicia Baclada Kiris.
Sounds German.
Actually... come out with an there was an interview with her and Polish media, and she stated she's working on a video game, first part of which she says I have already made. Now we're making a second one, which will take 2 more years. I played this game as a child. I was very happy when I got to the point where I could shoot Taylor.
So you know what that means.
Yeah, there's only one game that could really match that, you know,
which is part two.
Yeah, The New Order, there's going to be a sequel to it. We don't know how that's going to play out or what's going to happen, but it's definitely, you know, considering that The New Order actually went over pretty well, I think this is a pretty much given that it was going to have a sequel anyways.
Oh, yeah. That's a no-brainer right there.
Yeah. So, we've got a lot of stuff for Halo here.
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier.
Phil Spencer is actually... stated that he believes that Halo will actually last as long as Star Wars and Spider-Man in terms of mythos and the way things have, you know, longevity.
Yep,
I think he's right on that one.
I am not doubting that. Wayne and I are not doubting that at all.
He was actually asked about the idea of annualizing Halo, you know, making yearly entries into it, and know, his response was that, you know what, that's not really how we think about it. We try to build a good story and go from there. And, you know, that tends to be a longer period of time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so basically, I mean, he wants to, you know, focus on the game. Like, in a way, they mentioned that they kind of have done an annual thing with Halo, with, you know, the different types of games, like on the mobile and side and so forth. But, essentially, basically, they're talking about the mythos and how long that's going to last, and he definitely expects the IP to be around 20 years from now, and, you know, pretty much in the same way Star Wars and Spider-Man is, so.
He said the Star Wars effect, and I do agree with him very well, clearly. Alright, so, next news about Halo.
So, we had a TV commercial aired this afternoon with the football season going on, Sunday night football.
Yep.
We both watched this trailer, and it's definitely intriguing.
Very intriguing indeed, because it depicts, it's a live action, along with the CG stuff and whatnot. It depicts a news broadcast with a breaking news saying that Spartan 116 has died, a Master Chief, along with in a city, and you know, you see, you know, the shock of the people, you know, the shock on the people's face. But the main thing is, once that blast happened, you know, he gets buried in rubble and his
visor goes out.
Yeah,
blacks
out.
I don't expect that piece of it to be part of what was announced during this press conference announcement. I think that was just shown to us to see what's going on behind the scenes, as far as the commercial goes.
Or just a nice depiction of what's coming on for Halo 6.
Yeah. So, is this going to be the end of Master Chief? Is this going to be a conspiracy?
Nope. A conspiracy, maybe.
You know, it's hard to say exactly what's going to happen here, but this is definitely going to complicate things. And the date they gave us for this event was October 27th,
2025, I believe. You know, just trying to find what it is. 2560?
2560, yeah.
So technically the release date of Halo.
Which,
5.
Reading through some of the comments here, somebody else put this together too. We know in Halo 5 that Osiris team is going to San Helios on October 27th and 2558, 2 years prior to this announcement, this press conference.
Yes, so technically we have a lot of Halo historians. So
this could be a couple of years in one game, which wouldn't surprise me.
I wouldn't doubt that too as well. So, let's see, we also got news of...
We had another opening...
Oh, opening cinematics for Halo 5, which...
For Blue Team.
Yep, includes Blue Team for with Master Chief. And Blue Team kind of questioned his sanity. Well, not lightly questioned his sanity, right?
More questioning his drive.
Yeah.
What's pushing him right now. And inside Blue Team, we have Frederick 104, Kelly 087, Linda 058. And we know they're going to be going up against Fireteam Osiris in Halo 5.
And pretty much the more of the details about the two sides will be revealed in the upcoming animated show Halo Fall of Reach.
Mm-hmm.
So we've seen pretty much an adaptation of Eric's novel in the same name. It arrives in October 27th alongside Halo 5. So if you guys are stoked about Halo 5, like Wayne and I, this is a great time to be stoked.
I think when I do get my game and I'll start downloading it, I think one of the first things I'm going to do is go ahead and watch that animated series. Or at least the first episode, depending on how they release it, to kind of get that background before I jump right into Halo 5.
Okay.
To kind of build on my...
Just to catch up again.
Yeah.
Alright, so... Every month we do this Xbox, games with gold, more free games with everybody. So this month we have, for the Xbox Gold members, for the Xbox One, Valiant Hearts, The Great War comes out from October 1st to the 31st, so pretty much the whole entire month.
Yeah.
The Walking Dead Season 1 from October 16th to November 15th, that's 1 month. I would highly recommend The Walking Dead, because I am a huge fan, and that is a great adaptation game. For the Xbox 360, we got Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes from October 1st to the 15th, so half the month. And of course, for the Walking Dead Season 1, October 16th to the 31st. So if you guys haven't picked up any of those games, feel free to pick them out.
Yeah, definitely a good time to do so.
Oh, yes.
Meanwhile, jump back to Halo real quick.
Yep, jump back. We had to give you guys a little bit of a break.
Phil Spencer has actually come out explaining to us why we will not have split screen co-op, you know, in the same, you know, room, so
yes.
Sort of speaking. And it basically boils down to the simple logistical question of building a better game and taking advantage of the Xbox Live community, which majority of people will play this on Xbox Live co-op versus the, you know, in the past people, not as many of us would play it in home, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, two on the same screen.
For a party, just bring, you know, a couple of TVs, your Xbox Ones, and LAN it, as we say back in the day.
Yeah, yep, definitely do that. Yeah, so, I mean, I think in a way this allows them to focus more on the core game itself. Because obviously you have more horsepower going towards one screen versus two.
Yeah, or multiple split screen in one screen itself.
Yeah. Yeah. It's something I'm going to miss. I definitely enjoyed it, but, you know.
I know, but we had to grow up once in a while. All right, so, news from the Black Ops 3. The PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 drops campaign, so they're actually not going to have a campaign on launch day. It's just going to have the zombies, and what else? Yeah, and the multiplayer.
Yeah, you won't get the weapon paint shop. Esports tools are also not going to be there.
Yep, and also the story mode too as well. It's not going to be for the older systems. It's going to be for the newer ones, guys. Sorry.
Yeah, and basically what Activision is saying is that we built this game for the new generation. The old generation just can't handle what we built, and we can't really redo it to really give it justice. So we're not going to try.
Yep.
We're just going to give you a multiplayer experience. It's going to be similar. So, I mean, it's definitely an interesting move. Kind of expected to some degree from Activision. They do crazy things like this.
Oh, yeah.
And let's see. The Black Ops 3 for the PS3 and Xbox 360 won't be the full price game.
It's only going to sell for $50 instead of the $60 game.
So they're basically what they're telling you is that the campaign is only worth $10. I'm not quite so sure I agree with that.
Yeah, it's probably at least half, guys. Come on.
Yeah. The company also revealed, though, that it will come with a free copy of the original Call of Duty Black Ops.
Cool.
That's a nice bonus for you, but yeah, chances are that most people buying this are going to have that already. Or have played it.
Like Wayne and I.
Yeah. That's going to be coming out November 6th.
Alright. So we got more news here for the Xbox. We'll have a new Xbox One bundle.
Yep, they're actually, Microsoft is going, starting on the 27th. 28th, sorry. Which is Monday.
It's going through the 2nd of October.
They're going to announce one Xbox bundle a day.
That is awesome.
Yeah, right?
Did they give us any type of hint on the first one?
You know what? They haven't really given us anything, but we got a lot of new titles coming out soon, like Halo, which we know is going to have its own bundle,
mm-hmm.
Tomb Raider,
Forza 6,
could very well have it. We know Forza is going to have its own bundle, so we know there's going to be a bundle for Halo 5, we know there's going to be one for Forza, but we could get one for Fable Legends, Crackdown 3, you know, and possibly Fallout 4 or Just Cause 3, but, you know, that's kind of hard to
push.
You know, who knows? It's really hard to say.
So, yeah.
Maybe a Gears of War Ultimate Edition, you know.
No. Don't be stupid.
Yeah, you never know.
Alright, last news of the day. Zelda movie casting discussed by series creator Miyamoto.
Yeah, Miyamoto and Takashi Tezuka have actually talked about different things regarding the rumors of movies and so forth. One of the things they've kind of said is that they would like to see someone completely new.
Someone out of the blue.
You know, something different. It's also been indicated they would like to see a woman play Link.
Ooh, a gender bender.
Uh-huh.
I'm down for that.
Yeah, I mean, and that was just Tsuga saying, and he said, you know, this is a personally, he would like to see, he thinks it would be fun and awesome if Link was played by a female actress, a boyish female actress.
I could see Lindsay Sterling playing Zelda.
There's a few out there that probably could pull it off.
Yeah, well, right now it's just all discussions, and not really set in stone, so don't get your panties in a bunch, boys, so we'll see how things goes from there.
Yeah, and Miyamoto actually stated that when he attended the Japanese Expo, just there were so many people in cosplay for Link and so forth that he was just kind of like wowed, I guess, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of great cosplaying out there, too, as well, for Zelda, Link, and I've seen a couple of good Ganons out there, too, as well, so props to you guys. So yeah, that's all. That's about it. Waiting for the news, right?
Yep. Basically, they've stated that there's nothing in the immediate works, but
see, it's just all talks. Yeah. No, nothing set into print. Nothing set into stone. All that kind of stuff. So, what we got coming up for this month? It's easy. October's coming up. There's a lot of cons coming up. The most important one, well, in my opinion, in the month of October, especially going through the Halloween weekend, it has to be Kamikaze. It's run by Stan Lee. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on over there. If you guys haven't been there yet, I would suggest going, buying your tickets very, very early. There's a lot of good cosplaying photo shoot going on too as well. I still got to put up the Long Beach Comic Con photos, which I haven't done because I've been a little bit too busy. But we got the photos for Arcade Con up and running yet? Or?
I haven't double checked, so I'm not quite sure. We've got a few other things we're working on for you guys too.
Yep.
Keep an eye on our Facebook page for news and updates as we get close and closer to some new stuff.
Yeah.
Let's
see. Of course, we're coming up towards the end of the year. More games coming up. Stuff here, stuff there, and. Yeah, that's about it for us this week, folks. As Wayne said, watch our Facebook page. Browse through our webpage, twoshotsofgeek.com. And make sure to like us, share us. And if you guys have any questions, just want to say what's up, feel free to drop us a line. You know, or we don't bite. We don't bite through the internet, all that good stuff. So, again, we are twoshotsofgeek.com. And we're here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time. Jesus, shoot, man. Come on, really? There we are! What the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.